Now the in-depth on KSL. Jazz owner Ryan Smith is pushing for an NHL team. He's submitted a formal request to the NHL to bring an expansion team to Utah. And joining me live now, the co-host of Jazz Notes, Chandler Holt. So, first of all, thanks for joining us. Second, how much of a chance does Utah really have to get a team to move here or to start up?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's a loaded question because you have to look from Utah's point of view and the NHL's point of view. Smith Entertainment Group's big point with their request earlier was that Utah is ready for an NHL team right now. The expansion team could play in Delta Center while a new hockey arena would be built. Plus, they know that there will be backing for a new franchise with NHL events like Frozen Fury having success here in the past. However, when you look at it from the NHL's point of view, the league already has 32 teams. For scheduling reasons, two expansion teams would need to be added most likely. And NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has said multiple times over the past year that the NHL is not looking to expand at this time.
Is there any other city that's vying to be that second expansion team right now?
I'm sure that there are other cities that would be open to the idea. Like I've heard about Nashville, for example. But it looks like Utah would be the most ready.
You know, Ryan Smith has talked about getting a new arena. There was some talk about Point of the Mountain, building something in Draper, a new state-of-the-art facility. Is bringing an NHL team part of the effort to get things to move down to Draper, possibly?
I'm not entirely sure. That's a great question. But in SEG's statement from earlier today, they said that they had not decided on where a prospective hockey arena would be built.
Okay, so that's up in the air, of course. And Ryan Smith seems like a pretty positive, forward-looking guy. He was mentioning possibilities for franchise names today. Among them, and help me out if I'm wrong here, Utah Yeti?
Yeah, the Utah Yetis and also the Utah Venom was another one. I honestly really like the Yeti idea. He said on the Pat McAfee show today that he could already picture a cool Yeti logo, and I'm totally on board with that. I'm sure that Yeti merch could be a hit.
Are we talking about the Abominable Snowman, or are we talking about the mugs that hold the heat?
I think we're talking about the Abominable Snowman.
All right. Thank you for that. Chandler Holt, the co-host of Jazz Notes, we appreciate you coming on and telling us what's up. Maybe we get an NHL team out of all this.